I holds Adam Oisa Bilasa Bilaslus. That the husband now, even though he's living with his ex-wife again, but he's not doing it L'Shem Kedusha now, he does it L'Shem Znus, and therefore she does not need a second get. Even though they were mamish living together. Or Beisil, on this Beisil says no, or Beisil Savri, Ein Adam Oisa Bilasa Bilaslus. That means as time we say no, a person doesn't do a Bilaslus. So most probably what he did now was, he wanted to remarry his wife back again. So even though yesterday he gave her a get, but today when they're caught to be alone in the motel, we said that he lived with her, and he did it L'Shem Kedushin. That's Beisil Svarah. Mashen Kein, Avul, Loi Ruash, and Nivel. Let's say we did not see the way they lived together. And then Divrei Hakol, even Beisil agrees, Eino Tzrich Emenu Get Sheni, that she does not have to have a second get. That's what Rav Chana says. So what? That we do not have to have a second guess. It's only when we know for sure that they were living together. But just the fact that they were alone in the motel, that means nothing. So Gemara asks on this, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah, Tanan, we learned, Umoidim, that they both agree, Benizgar Shem in Erisin. That if they gave a get, if the Erisin, Sheina Tzricha Hemenu get Sheini. That then they do not have to have a second get. Shein Liba Gaspa. Because they are not so close together at the beginning. So L'chura we learned the Pshat is, since they never lived together before, so if we stam found them to be in the motel together, most probably they did not live together that night either. So Gemara says though, but vi b'sheruah, shenivala, but if you tell me now our Mishnah is talking about, even when we see them really living together, now when we found this ex, the man with his ex-wife, in the motel, we saw them actually living together, if so, Malim and Erisin, Malim and Anasuyin. Like, why should Beis Shammai agree that now she doesn't need a second get? Why do I care if they weren't so close before? But if now you see them living, why does Beis Shammai say she does not need a second get? If we see the way they were living together, and Beis Shammai says a svara, a man doesn't do a bias nus. He always does the Shem Kedushin. So if so, even though they only had Kedushin first, and then he gave her a get, now she should have to have a second get though. So that's Pshat now Mishnah. So Mora says like this, Ela, the Pshat now Mishnah rather is like this, Ela mas nisin v'shaloi ruah shenivlo. Our Mishnah is talking about where we did not see them actually living together. We only know that they were together in the motel, but we did not aid them, we're not there to see them actually living together. So then it's very good. So then we say that, well, we do not know if they live together. So then Beisil Svar is like this, that if they were having the suyin before that they once lived together, so now if they're in the room again together, for sure they can live together, and then we say they do it the Shem Kedushin. But if they only had Erisin at the beginning, that they did not live together at the beginning, then we say now if we only saw them in the room together, we do not say they live together now. So it's very good. So Mora says, Rabbi Yechanan the Yama Ki Aitana. And Rabbi Yechanan says like this Tana. The Tanya we learned, Omri Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza, that loy necht luku beishamu beisilu, asha loy ruha shenivala, sheino tzricha meino get sheini. That if we did not see them living together, then for sure they did not have to have a get sheini. Ama necht luku, where is the machlokis? Al shruha shenivala. In other words, that's what Rabbi Yechanan says. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said before, the machloek is only when we saw them living together, so that's not like our Mishnah. But rather, he goes like this Tana. This Tana holds clearly like Rabbi Yechanan. But here the Tana says clearly that where we did not find them living together, they do not need a second get. Where is the machloek? The machloek says even in the only when we found them living together. That's where Rabbi Yechanan, that's this Tana. That's Rav Shimon ben Eloza. That again, l'nech l'ku b'sham b'tzil al-shalai rol shenivala, sheina tzricha meno get, sheini. If we do not find them living together, they do not need a get. Ma'an nech l'ku, where is the machlokes? Al-shiruah shenivala. Only when we now found them living together. Here, sh'b'sham my oimrim still, odom ma'isi b'losi b'losnus. B'sham says still, she does not need a second get. Because it's normal for a person to do a bias nus. Who Beisil loimrim no, ein odom oise bilosa bilaznus. Beisil says no, person does not make his bias nus, and therefore it did l'shem kedushin, and therefore the locker is, you have to have or another get. So that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns, like this Tana of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. But it's true, our Mishnah is not like that. Our Mishnah, the Machlokes, is even when we did not find them living together. We only found them to be alone in the motel. And therefore, our Mishnah says there's a difference. That at the beginning, they only had Erisin. They did not live together at the beginning. So then, for sure, even Basil agrees that now they did not live together, and she does not need a second get. Because our Mishnah is talking about where we did not see them live together. Tomorrow says now, Umas Nisan Yekimna to the Loi Ruach Shanivulo Pamaitligi. If so, our Mishnah that you say is talking about where we did not find them living together. We only found them to be alone in the motel. Says, so what's the machlokes then, Beisham and Beisilu? Like, why does Beishamai say, or Beishamai is very simple then, she does not need a second get. But why does Beisilu say, yes, still she needs a second get, like we did not see them living together? What's the machlokes? So Gemara says, the Ika ay de Yichud, Foleka ay de Biyah. The machlokes says here, where we know for sure they had Yichud together. Like we have Eden that they went together in the same room in the motel. But we do not know if they live together or not. So that's the machlokes. That Beishamai Savri, Beishamai holds, Lo Yarmina, we do not say, Heinein ay de Yichud, Heinein ay de Biyah. We do not say for the fact that we know they were alone, that for sure they live together. So this Svara could be now, Beishamai would agree to Beisilu. That if we Nemon, if we say that they live together, for sure he did it L'Shem Kedushin. That Beishamai would agree that a person does not do it L'Shem Znus. If a person would live with the lady, he would for sure do it Amnas to marry you first. But you know why Beishamai says she does not need a second get? Because Beishamai says we do not say they live together. Beishamai says even though we have Eide Yichud, but Eide Yichud is not like Eide Bia. Ubeisilu Sarah, Beisilu holds no. Amrina, we do say, Hein Eide Yichud, these two Eidim that saw them have Yichud, be alone together in the motel room, you should know, for Hein Eide Bia. These two Eidim have a right to come and tell us that they live together. Even though they did not see them living together, but the fact you see the man and lady go together in a room together, that's enough evidence to say they live together. And once we say they live together, then we say the svara is a person does not do with the shame's nus. But for us here at least, where he was married to her before, so most problem is doing it now, he's going to do with the shame kedushin again. Therefore, demuta. I mean, therefore, Basil says he does it the shame kedushin, and therefore she needs a second get. Therefore, it's good our Mishnah though that says Umaydim, they both agree. But Nizgashim and Erisin, that at the beginning they only had Erisin together, Shenetzricha menu get Sheni, that she does not need a second get. Techivan then Liba Gaspa, because since they never lived together before, they're not that close. The Liba heart is Gas, not attached so much to the husband. Is Loyamina, then we do not say, Hey, nay, nay, debia. Then we do not, even Basil agrees, we do not say, Ey, debia. In other words, it's not Stamas Svaru all over whenever we see them together that we say they live together. It's only in this case where the man and lady were once married together that they were living together once before. But since they were living together once before, they were very attached. So even though they gave a get, now we find them together, now it's a Svaru to say, Hey, nein, nein, yich, nein, 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 debia. But where at the beginning they did not live together, then even Basil agrees, we do not say as if we have Eidim to say they live together, therefore we know more, they did not live together, therefore we do not say there's any Kedushin here, therefore she does not need a second get. Now the Gemara asks the question, Umi Yom Rav Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rav Yechon is said like this? In other words, that not like our Mishnah, but rather like Rav Shimon ben Elazar learns, that the Machlokes is only when they saw them living together. I, Ba'omer, Rabbi Yechon, then said, Halacha Kestam Mishnah, that we pass like a Stam Mishnah. And if so, V'yakimna L'mastisim B'shloi Ruash Anivla. We just said that our Mishnah is talking about where we did not see them actually living together. That we only had a day Yichud, that's all. So Rabbi Yechon always says, Halacha Kestam Mishnah, how come here by our case of Yechon and Paskins, not like our Mishnah, but rather we learn Pshan the Machlokes Pesham Besilul the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says it, and not the way our Stam Mishnah says it. Rabbi Yechon then should have learned Pshan our Mishnah the way our Stam Mishnah says it, and not the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says. Sumar says true, what you have to say is, Amaroyim ninim alibi Rabbi Yechanan. It's like a machlokes Amaroyim, exactly what did Rabbi Yechanan say? In other words, that we said over the beginning of our Gemara. It was Rabbi Bar Bachana said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Bar Bachana Zichan learned that Rabbi Yechanan does not say the klal halachistah mishnah. Rabbi Bar Bachana said, no, Rabbi Yechanan never said that klal. Therefore, I have a right to say that I heard from Rabbi Yochanan that he learns Pshat, the Machlokes is not the way our Stam Mishnah says it, but like another Tana says it. But the Amora that says that Rabbi Yochanan says the Klal always is that we pass like a Stam Mishnah, he'll say Rabbi Yochanan never said what Rabbi Babachon said, he said it. Rabbi Yochanan never said that the Pshat, the Machlokes now Mishnah is different than our Mishnah learns it. No, according to that Pshat, Rabbi Yochanan always says Halach is like a Stam Mishnah. So then our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, he would for sure learn the Machlokes Beis Sham and Beis Hillel the way our Mishnah learns it. That the Machlokes is when we do not see them living together. We only had Eide Yichud. And the Machlokes is, do we say Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Biyana? So really, it's a Machlokes Amaroyim, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Yeah. Now the Gemara says, right, the Mishnah says, Konsa beget Korach. If you gave your wife a get korach, that means a bold get. We'll soon see what that means. Take sem yizeh mizeh. That get is posel. And if she remarried because of that get, and later we find out about it, so the first get is posel. So it comes out she had no right to remarry. So now she has to go out from a second husband and from the first husband. V'chol adrachem elu bo. And all the chumras we had in this Mishnah before applies here also. Now, a get korach, we'll soon see. Get korach, if you have a bold get, the locher is ha curl mashtimim olav. A bold get means, a get korach really means like a get kosher. That means a get that they folded over a lot of times, and every fold in the get, the locher is, you have to have another aid sign on the fold. And this is the Gemara, Babasu talks about it, that the Rabbanan made a takana, that especially for Kohen, when the Kohen wants to give his wife a get, we're afraid because once he gives her a get, he can't remarry her later. A kohen can't be machzik rishosoi, even if she didn't remarry in between. So we want to make sure a kohen thinks it over well before he gives his wife a get. So we want to make it a long time for him to give a get. So when a kohen goes to give a get, we make this get take a very long time. That means they write down a few, one or two lines, then they fold the get over and like seal it, and have an eight sign on the back. Then they write another two or three lines. Again, they fold it over, seal it, and have another rate start on the back. Then another two lines. This could go on 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. You could have even 10 Adim sign on it. That, what? But I call upon a get korach means that one of the folds did not have an eight on it. One of the folds is bold means it was folded and no rate signed on it. So, Midrabbanan, that's a postle get. So that's what Mishnah says. That after Kohen gave his wife this type of a get that was missing one fold, didn't have an eight signed on it, so get this custom of the Rabbanan and all the Dinim apply. Now, who is allowed to sign on this last fold? So the Mishnah says that HaKoyol Mashlimim Olov, Divrei Ben Enes, any aid you want can sign on this Korach. In other words, you don't have to have a kosher in aid, because it's only the Rabbanan Dikat HaKona to store for time. So if anybody you want to sign on, the Rav Rashi says, Shema, it's only a chash piyama why you have to have Edom sign on every single fold. That Shema, maybe when the get comes out later in Desdin, Yislu, why? She'll swurim, she's min abal Edom leminik sharaf. That will be afraid, maybe the husband at the beginning thought that as many folds as there are, that's how many Edom he wanted to sign. Like maybe the chash is, maybe the husband at the beginning had 8 Edom online. And we have before as far as of Kulchem. When the husband says to Kuchim, I want all of you to sign, all the Edom have to sign on the get to make the get kosher. So we're afraid if you have like 8 Edom signed already, and there's one blank space, we're afraid to say that really there were 9 Edom there. And the husband wanted all 9 to sign. So he said Kuchim. So therefore, if one space will be blank, later on we'll say the get is possible. So just to take away from that chashash, you can't leave one space blank. Therefore, no matter who's there, has the right to sign. Like, it's not really signing Edom. Like we're talking about now, the husband was not matbid to have 9 people sign. It would have been enough just to have 8 people sign. Just you have another blank space there, so that's the blank space, anybody could sign on it. That's what bananas holds. Rabbi Akiva Leimeno, Ein Mashlima Mala Velakroivim, Horuya Loiba Makamacher. True, he could be a Korov, even though a Korov can't be a Kasherite for you, but as long as the Korov, like your brother, there's nothing wrong with him. He could say Eidus for somebody else. So he could sign on this Get Korach. Lafukedola Gazlin, a person that stole, he's possible for any Eidus, he can't sign on a Get Korach. That's what the Chum hold. Munga Bikiva. Bikiva says, Ein Mashim Olav Elo Kroivim, Hori Loiba Makamacher. Now, V'Ezeo Get Korach, what's called the Get Korach? Called Shek Shorov Merubim Miedim. If it has more folds, then you have Edom signing on it. Like we said, it's a takana that if a kohen gives his wife a get, we want them to fold the get after every one or two lines, and every fold needs an aid to sign on it. So if you have a fold that an aid did not sign on it, that's a psalm in the rabbanon, that's called the get, korach. Yeah. Right. So most of this, my time of the get korach. Like, why did the rabbanon make a psalm here? Like, what's wrong? Like, really, what we do now is just some extra credit. Like we're saying, if a kohen comes to give his wife a get, we want a stool for time. So we make them fold it and to sign. But as long as you have two aids and sign, the get should be kosher. What's wrong if one fold is there without an aid? So what? Why is the puzzle? So Mora says, Mishum Kuchem. It's Exer Mishum Kuchem. We have to be afraid that maybe later on, people of Bezdin will think that this get, really, since there are nine folds there, most probably at the beginning when the husband told the agent to sign, there were nine people in front of him. And the husband told, said, Kuchem, that I want all of you nine people to sign. And that's why there's nine folds to the get. And if that would have been the case, then if one aid did not sign, the get is puzzle. Like when the husband says, Kuchem, he's like Machmed that all of them have to sign on the get. Even though the normal case is when the husband did not say kulchem. And just, there's a takana that as many folds as you are, we try and store for time to have an aid sign. But really, if an aid would not sign, the get would still be kosher. The reason why the rabbanon said it's possible is only gzeira otu mishum kulchem. We're afraid that sometimes it'll come out that the husband was really makfid in kulchem, and then it'll be possible. Therefore, we said all times it's possible if you have a fold without an aid signing on it. Get Korach is Hakol Mashim Molov. This one fold that's left over, anybody could sign. That's what Benena says, even a Gazlin. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, only a Korach, somebody that at least could be an aid for somebody else. Samara says, for Rabbi Akiva, Eved my time aloy. Why can't you use an Eved to sign? The Yosalamei Makosh Liedis. Why it's Xerah? Because then people say this Eved is a Kosh for a person that could be an aid other places also. If so, Korav Nami, Osalamei, Makosh Liedis. Should have your same Gzeri on a Korav. People will say that in a Korav, you're allowed to say Edis. No, a Korav could say Edis. So that can't be the Gzeri. Ela Eved, Haino Taima, Dedilma, Osali, Asuke, Liuchsin. We're afraid if an Eved says Edis, sometimes people say he's not an Eved, he's not an Eved Kanani like. They'll say he's a Muchasik, a person, I'll come to marry in Tokuna. So therefore, Mishum Yuchsin, we don't let an Eved say Edis. Gazlin, the Bar Yuchsinu Nitzchasher. So, but according to Akiva, then what's wrong with the Gazlin though? He's the Bar Yuchsin, there's nothing wrong with him. Why can't he sign on a get kosher? Allah Matan, how come we learned? Allah Matanan, how come we learned? We have Akiva Voimer, Eimash Lima Molov, Elo Kroivim, Marui Loiv, Amakamacher. Korov in Gazlin Loi, Mashmoni, a Korov, a brother, that he's kosher ladies for someplace else. But a Gazlin not, why not? Elo the soil like this, rather, saying to Akiva. An Eved Chashash is, we're afraid that people will say, their master already freed him. That's why he's saying Eidus. That's why we don't let him say Eidus. Right, the sign. Gazlin Nami Yoslamei Metshuva Ovid. That we're afraid people will say upon this Gazlin, if he signed now, that most probably he did Tshuva. And therefore we'll let him be for other Eidus. So as that there, we don't let him. But Korav Maiklan, what can you say about a Korav? Korav Kuliyal Meyodah the Korvu. Everybody knows he's your brother. So we're not afraid to say people will say Korov can sign in other places. Because everybody knows he's a brother. Everybody knows the Korov can't do it. There's no way that a brother is allowed to say Eidus for you. So therefore, if the Korov is doing it, people will know, Behechruch, here's a special case. It's a get, Korach, that anybody can sign. Mashenka, when a Gazlin signs, there is a way that he can be kosher aid. Even though he was a Gazlin yesterday, but it's possible that he did tshuva. So therefore, people may come to say that most probably he did tshuva, and that we don't want. So therefore, gazlim we do not let zoin. Omer Rabbi Zeir, Omer Rav Bar Bashilis, Omer Rav Hamnuna Saba, Omer Rav Ada Bar Ava. Get Korach. If you have this bull get Kshara Shiva, that means it had seven folds. For Yediv Shish, you only had six signatures. Or else Shisha V'Yediv Chamisha, six folds and five signatures. This bull means one was left blank. Or else Chamisha V'Yediv Arba. Or else Arba folds V'Yediv Shlosha, three Yedim. That's the psul. But Abkan Machlekes, up until the Machlekes, when you had four folds and only three Yedim signed, that you're missing one more eight. Now here's the Machlekes Benemes Rabbi Kiva. Whether the fourth signature could be anybody or only a curve, or even only a curve. Avuk Sharav Shlosha. But let's say there were only three folds. The Yedim Shnayim, and you only had two Yedim signing on it so far. In this case, Divrei HaKolei Mashlim Molov El Akurv. Even Benenas holds now the third aid cannot be a gazlin. Only a korov could be used for the third aid. The question is why? Omalei Rav Zeir l'Rabba Bar Shilta Michti. Let's see. Kol Shloisha b'Mekusher. Anytime you have three aidim signing on this get, a folded get, Kishnayim b'Prasha Dami. It's like you have two aidim signing on a regular get. If so, Mahosam korov loy. Just like a regular get, when you only have two Edim, the two Edim have to be Ksherim, not a Karav. Is that Pachinami, Karav Lai? Here also, we should not let the Karav sign the third one. Why is the third one Kashura for a Karav? Rashi explains that by a get Makusher, that the Takana of the Rabbanu was, you can never have less than three. You always need three Edim signing on the get. That's what the Gemara in Bava Basra says. To get Makusher, Tzarul Shloish Edim, the Aminu Perah get Poshit. The Rabban and Tikkun, Shema B'Toykach, Layimtza Gimel Edim, Yenu Akasai. Like maybe the Kohen will not be able to find a third aid, and therefore will calm down, he won't give the get to his wife. So the kid said, that was a takana that a get Makusher has to have at least three Edim. So if so, when you only had two Edim sign on it, how come the third aid is good a Korev? Why? The Ika takana is you have to have at least three Edim, like those three, the Chur have to be Kosher Edim, like a regular get needs two. So how could you... So the question, why is here? Why do you have that third one? Why is the third one kosher? With a korov, the third one should also, but that could be a kosher. That's not kosher. You need three eidim. So Gemara says, Omalei, he said back to him, after the kosher, I also had this question. I asked this question to Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna, Rav Adam Arava. The Omalei, he said back, Hanach l'shleishivim mekusher. Leave this case that true. The Rabbanu made a takona that any folded get needs at least three eidim. But you should know the law of the Yeraisa. That's not mid-Yeraisa. Havadim mid-Yeraisa with two eidim is kosher. That you have to have a third eidim, that's only a takona mid Rabbanin. So Mela, takona mid Rabbanin, leave him alone to get this kosher even though the third one is a korov. That's why it's mutta. And Tanya Nam Yachim, we learn like this also. Get korach, if you have a get bull get, Ksharav Shiva, V'yedav Shisha, Shisha V'yedav Chamisha, Chamisha V'yedav Arba, Arba V'yedav Shloisha. Adkan Machloikis Benenas Rav Kiva. That's the Machloikis about who could finish off this last one, Hishtamol of Eid, that Benenas Sayma Avlad Kosher, Benenas said yes to get this Kosher, Rav Kiva Imano Avlad Mamzer. There's only Machloikis when you had four, and the question is how to end off the fourth one. Arba, but in the case, Ksharav Shloisha, we only have three folds in the get, V'yedav Shnayim. And so far, we only had two Edim signing on it. Here, Divrei Yaakov, everybody agrees that Ein Mashlimim Olav, El Akarav. For the third aid, it has to be at least a Karav. And Rabbi Yosef Masna Kosher, Rabbi Yosef Taka learns, no, that the third aid, like we learned before, this Svara has to be a Kosher. Because that's a Takonah by a Get Mekusher always needs at least three Edim. True, it's Midir Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan on the Saka, that those three Edim have to be Ksherim. For the Gemara of Tanya Karav, I would learn, no, the third one could even be a Karav. Amara Papa, Tonik Tani Kosher, no, don't change it. Don't learn that you need a Karav is good, but rather he learned always need a Kosher. The third one has to be a Kosher aid. Amara Rabbi Yechanan, Loihuch Shrubai, Ela Eid Echot Karabavad. He should know it's only good to have one aid that's a Karav. Avu Trelai, but two is no goodness. Even in the case where, let's say, you had six or seven folds. So you need six or seven Edim. So even though really two is kosher mitiraisa, So really the next five is only mitzvah rabbanin. So really even if all five would be correct, which should be good, still no. We say you can't have more than one karav sign. Why? Because we're afraid that avol trei loy, even two karavim are no good, because dil masla kiyumei betrei karavim. If two eidim signed here were karavim to this, to the baal, so we're afraid later, when you want to be mekayim vishtar, you don't have to be mekayim the signatures of all six or seven eidim. It's enough just to be mekayim two. So maybe they'll pick these two eidim, the two karavim, to be mekayim then. So that's why we can't have two, there are two karavim there. Yeah, because avol trei loy, because dil mas lekiyumei betrei karavim. V'chad kosher. Now, basically, you have to be mekayim three of them, but maybe you'll pick the three, two that are karavim, and the one that's kosher. As they get mekosher, you have to be mekayim three, because that's the kon, you have to have three eidim. But we're afraid maybe you'll be mekayim the two karavim, and that can't be good. Like you have to be mekayim the good eidim. So therefore, if you only have one karav signing, so even though you're mekayim the karav, but you have to be mekayim at least three edim. So since you're at least mekayim two kosher edim, that's always good. Omer Rav Ashi says, you should know, Masnisa Namidek, I'll bring you a proof from our mission like this also. To call Madlik